listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Skirt, Matt Wilhelm here on CBD. Folks, stop by the Discount Drug Mart Brunswick location on 5270 Center Road on December the 8th. We will be broadcasting live from 1 to 3 p.m. Matt, you and I might want to put that on our calendar.
Yeah, I think we got that note in like October.
Yeah, the next two Tuesdays, the show is on the road.
The 8th and the what?
And the 15th.
And the 15th. Okay. Yeah. Travis Benjamin and Armani Bryant will be on site as well throughout the day. For all the people who hate me on Twitter, come on out. Let's have a big party.
Give them a good kiss on the cheek.
Tell me how much I suck right to my face. All right. 216-578-0850. We'll go back to the phone lines. We'll have Mike Pettine at the top of the hour. Ed in Chagrin Falls. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I want to just talk about for a moment accountability and responsibility. And after the season starts, there's one guy that I think we need to focus on. That's the head coach. He's making the day-to-day decisions, running the practices. And I think many of us miss the point that Pettine has been a bad decision maker in game day situations, often losing track of the clock. And he has not managed the personnel he's been given. I really believe that the Browns personnel, some of them are very high-quality folks who have proven track records, and they're not performing. That falls to the coach. And if any manager in any other business had an employee like Johnny Manziel and gave them the opportunity to start as quarterback, he wouldn't manage that problematic employee like everybody else and say, hey, before the game you're going to start, we're giving you a long break. He would say to that guy, Johnny, everybody else is going to get the break. I expect you to stick around Cleveland and prepare for the game. So he's not being treated because he didn't deserve to be treated. You know, I might even have the guy.
I wish he had stayed around and prepared. And I agree with you. That's what I believe he should have done. I don't disagree with you at all.
And you know, moreover, he should have done that in year one. Pettine did mismanage Gilbert and mismanage Manziel year one because he knew they were both problems, and yet he treated them like everybody else. You can't do that if you got a problem employee. This whole debacle, and by not playing Manziel for the rest of the season, there's going to be a legacy of Mike Pettine in this town because he's setting us up for failure next year because he's not giving us an opportunity to see what we really got.
Ed, appreciate the call. And it's Mike Pettine's team. Mike Pettine makes the decisions, but I do want to see Johnny Manziel for that very reason, looking at the Cleveland Browns organization as a whole, because you have invested in him. And listen, has he paid you back on that investment? Not at all. And in fact, when you basically said, here you go, bro, here's the golden goose, not inflatable, but here it is for you to hang out with and go ahead and run with it. And he basically said, no, I'd rather go party this weekend. One weekend. All he had to do was stay home, stay in a hotel, study, hang out with his friends and family, not go act like that, and then not lie about it.
That's
troubling.
And what's so funny is, I mean, it just as I, you know, reach the tipping point to go, fine, give it to Manziel, you know, and I gave up the same way that the head coach did about the same time. And I'm like, yeah, I agree with it. Do it. It's time. We're playing for next to nothing. It's the spark that we need. When I say optimism, it's, you know, here in the building. I don't mean like optimism like we're going to go 6-0. I mean like you were excited to go watch the football team again on Sunday.
You're trying to see if this guy can be a foundation piece for your organization.
Right.
And you drafted
him. It's bigger
him to
than
be
these
that.
Six games.
It's so much bigger than the six games. And it's bigger, well, certainly now five games. It's certainly bigger than just one game on Sunday.
Right.
Which is basically what we've been told week in and week out. We got to win this game. Our focus is on
Sunday. It's the
next,
how many games, if Johnny Manziel were not to play well, right, or were to play well, you could essentially say that this decision is probably affecting the next 48 football games or 50-plus football games? Because, A, he'd potentially be your starter for at least through his contract, which would be the next 3 years, okay? 48 football games, right? And if he's not, your decisions over, well, now, who will be the starter here in Cleveland for those next three seasons, those 48 football games? These five determine the next 50 games.
We've drafted, I believe it was 7 quarterbacks early, and you have not had one of those quarterbacks go onto a second contract. You need to find out if Johnny Manziel is going to be the 8th in that for his play on the field or if he can stay here. He also has to hold up his end of the bargain. And again, all this anger is at him. I would like to think he had served his punishment after one game.
And how hard is it? How hard is it to hold up your end of the bargain?
Not.
Show up to work on time. You know, do what you supposedly love. Live out the dream you supposedly had in being the more than 1 week starter for any football team in the National Football League. And all it takes is for you to not go out. And that's where I question the people around him. Do you not have friends, teammates, acquaintances, family members that will fight you if you walk out the house trying to ruin our name and your career? Why doesn't he have those people?
Well, it could be, you got to hope he has them, or it could be too late. I do think no matter what, if you're the Browns, playing him is the best thing for the team because you have an opportunity to evaluate him. You have an opportunity. If you've decided, and it's possible that they've decided, hey, we're done with Johnny Manziel. Showcase him for a trade. Get
we
somebody
are inching
else in the
closer,
National
bro.
Football League to say, okay, I want to bite on that. Let us know. 216-578-0850, that's the way to call us. When we come back, though, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Penn. Obviously, this press conference, a lot about the quarterback decision, so hear it from him, his rationale, what he has to say, and then we'll react to that in the second hour. When we return, still to come, Mike Sando from ESPN at 2:30 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.